Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It is hour number two of Free Talk Live.
On this timeline.
On this timeline. In this universe. If the universe even exists.
If you go back in time a day, there were 2 hour tubes somehow.
That's a fact. If you'd like to experience what is 3 hours but could possibly only be 2 hours of Free Talk Live, listen to yesterday's show.
Oh, I was going to say download the podcast.
603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join the conversation here on Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And we teased during the end of the last segment about this announcement by SpaceX, whom we all know is Elon Doji Musk's.
Well, before you get into the SpaceX, I think Peakless, didn't you say you wanted to touch on that?
Yeah, I did have a couple
space
of
time.
Yeah, a couple
well,
of totally, notes on that
I
one.
Totally spaced out on the Peakless final point, man.
I got you back, Doug.
Thank you. So one of the things I wanted to point out is that article seems to be pointing, like you were mentioning, in movie terms, I think this one would be a lot more like Terminator. So, like Terminator 1, they do the thing and, Terminator 2, right? So, like, all right, now we've melted down the chip that becomes Skynet, and we had to melt down the Terminator because he's got the chip, and we don't want that to become Skynet. And then, in Terminator 3, it's like, no, you just pushed it off.
Yeah.
Right. But
so
by Terminator,
kind of similar.
By Terminator 5, though, it's just an infinite regress. They sent them back to kill the one that killed the one that killed the one. And they're going to send them back one more time for Terminator
19. There's another series of movies that does that, but it's not about time travel. It's the, The Bourne Redundancy?
Well, and one of the things that I definitely wanted to, like, I got to give a shout out to, this is actually a lot more like Doctor Who.
Yes.
Where there are certain fixed points in time because they are so monumental as changes where, like, okay, you can't go back and prevent the Mount Vesuvius explosion.
Right.
Like, it's where we got our word volcano and it's how we knew about this civilization and all of that. And you just can't stop it. And if you try to stop it, it won't work.
Right.
And you might end up actually causing the thing by trying to stop it.
But casually traveling around and taking somebody with you to see certain points in space and time, walking about, stepping on a blade of grass, that stuff is all inconsequential.
Right.
At least within that television series, Doctor Who, and the books and the radio programs of the same.
Which does seem to suit the sort of self-healing time thing.
Right. Right.
I get it, but when you think about going back in time, preventing it maybe, right? Like if you reach, like I said, if you reach out to catch the vial from falling, you may bobble and drop it, and the virus gets out anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that information and knowing you're a time traveler, you go back and you put like a mitt on, right? Or you find a way to remedy that situation, and as a time traveler, you can do that an infinite number of times until you potentially get it right, right?
Well, unless you never get it right, because there's two possibilities. Number one, it shifts ever so slightly, like, oh, well, I put the mitt on, but this time the floor was a little bit slipperier, or there, well, I got non-stick shoes, but this time there was a little rock there that I tripped over.
Right.
Or it might just be that, all right, well, you stopped the virus from spreading in this location, but there happened to be someone doing the exact same experiment over in this lab over here, and they end up dropping the vial.
Or, because now you've been able to travel back in time to attempt to change something, how about somebody else is traveling back in time to attempt to stop you and your time travel from changing the thing?
Well, that's the Terminator thing. They just, the infinite regress of, we're going to go back in time and fix it.
But no, I'm saying in addition to you traveling back in time, now somebody else travels back in time to stop you.
Yeah.
Well, and that might actually be how it goes, because, I mean, so it's called a closed timeline curve, right? Yeah. So a closed timeline curve means that you get back to the original point. So you basically sort of create a little pocket universe, but that pocket universe, even though the events are slightly different, still ends up with everything being in exactly the same spot as it was when you created this thing. Now, that's different from the open time-like curve, which is more of your Back to the Future scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they had multiple timelines, too, because they forked it when Biff stole the book.
Mm-hmm. And that was one thing
I did. We can't go to this new future, Marty. We have to go back to the past,
right,
and prevent him from getting the book.
And one quick thing that I really have to mention, a little shout out to Heinlein, his
Robert?
Book, his book, the Number of the Beast, points out the possibility of there being sort of different dimensions of time. So instead of just backward and forward on this one timeline, you could be switching to alternate timelines.
Right,
and
like jumping the tracks.
Right, exactly. So you can shift to one that's really close to this timeline, and everything's going to be incredibly similar.
Right, there's been plenty of science fiction television or movies that have done that, where they think they're going back to where they started, but when in fact they go back to a place that is incredibly similar to where they started, except for like one or two things.
Right, Jet Li's the one.
Yes, yes. All right, so continuing on Science Fiction Sunday, SpaceX, that would be the muskrat, Elon.
Space sex?
SpaceX.
Space sex?
It's, so you have an X, right? And if you could just launch her into space, this is what you would do. SpaceX.
To the moon with you.
No. SpaceX,
bang,
the
bow,
organization,
right to the moon.
Says it announces first all-civilian mission to space, so no government goons, no NASA people, apparently.
That's kind of scary.
I'm not sure.
My first question is, who's going to pilot it?
Right.
Better pilots.
However, it does say 3 seats will be donated, so
okay.
We've seen this in a science fiction program before, where, you know, you sort of enter the lottery for who gets to go into mm-hmm. space, and then somebody gets chosen, right? Elon Musk.
Little did you know, you were actually a clone, and they're harvesting your organs.
Stop cloning around. Elon Musk's SpaceX is planning to send its first all-civilian crew to space at the end of 2021 in a charity-focused mission commanded by tech entrepreneur Jarek Isaacman. I've never heard of this guy.
And also, a woman.
Also, Jared Isaacman. That's a weird last name.
Well, yeah, and it being all-civilian just means there's no military people. So you can certainly have a trained pilot.
I'm sure they'll have. I'm sure they'll have some NASA presence there.
Mm. I understand that, but NASA typically recruits their pilots from the Air Force, right? You're not getting a United pilot piloting the space shuttle.
Well, let's see if the article sheds any light.
Okay, let's.
The company said in a press release it'll pick 3 people to ride alongside Isaacman to orbit aboard SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule. Isaacman, a trained pilot and the chief executive of Shift 4 Payments, that's the name of his company, said he donated $100 million to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and wants to help raise $200 million more by inviting people to donate at least $10 to St. Jude for a chance to get picked. So if you want to get picked to be a civilian on this ride, one of the 3 donate seats, then you must yourself donate to St. Jude's, apparently.
Well, Captain, you remember yesterday when we were briefly discussing how we don't get the new iPhone until after some people have tried out the bugs, and we were discussing this in reference to the new vaccines.
Yeah.
Yeah, that goes double for space travel.
Yeah, I'll let a bunch of other people go first and make sure that all the bad stuff that can happen, you know, is not going to happen to me.
I don't know if my wife would appreciate it, but as a child, I've always wanted to be like one of the first people on Mars. Really? Never pursued it as a career or profession, but given the opportunity, like, hey, we're going to put you on the first flight to Mars, count me in.
Oh.
Suicide mission, whatever, but I get to see it first. And
yes, so, but my bloated corpse will be on the moon.
Yeah, I don't really care. Like, so, I would die on Mars.
Will you or will you not donate $10 to St. Jude for a chance to be on this flight?
Knowing that, I may.
Okay, all right.
Talk it over with the wife. there's other people involved all of a sudden.
If money's a problem, I'll spot you half.
Okay. No, it's not about the money. It's about.
I'm just saying in case it is with the wife.
It's about upsetting. Oh, yeah, okay. I'll let you buy the whole thing then.
Well,
I mean, you don't want to bring another. Hey, honey.
I'm not as rich as Richie Rich might be rich. So
like Elon says, I wouldn't mind dying on Mars, just not on impact.
603-283-6160. Would you fly into space?
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.fm Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.fm Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought a land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Nerd Talk Live. Free Talk Live.
You might get some callers now because apparently it's halftime of that other thing that's going on.
Halftime? Oh, are you talking about the Superb Owl?
I don't know who's watching that nonsense.
In our chat room, somebody mentioned earlier that they were having a Superb Owl get-together and that there was chili.
Social distance.
And that social distancing wasn't necessarily being observed.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which, I mean, duh.
There's a whole bunch of libertarians in trouble for that locally here.
Yeah, well, you know, Los Angeles County prohibited restaurants and bars from having TVs on during the Super Bowl because they were afraid that it would become a super spreader event. Furthermore, they even decided to tell people that they couldn't cheer and yell.
Can he go back in time and just, you know, watch it then, or can we, or just turn on the radio? Everyone huddle around the radio and listen to the game like the good old days.
Do the folks on the space station observe social distancing?
Probably.
Because that's an enclosed space, man.
That would be interesting if one of them got it. The first report of COVID on the space station. Better than leprechauns in
space.
Wonder
if it's already happened.
603-283-6160 is our telephone number if you'd like to join this lively discussion. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
We were talking about this article from The Verge, which says SpaceX announces first all-civilian mission to space, and in fact, they're going to donate 3 seats on this particular space mission to people who donate at least $10 to St. Jude. 3 people will be chosen to represent the mission pillars of leadership, hope, generosity, and prosperity, according to a press release. Though one person was already picked, Isaacman said during a press call on Monday, the full crew will be announced in the weeks ahead. This is an important milestone towards enabling access to space for everyone, Musk told reporters on the call, adding that it's a part of SpaceX's broader goal to bring the cost down over time and make space accessible to all.
With as many government handouts as possible.
Well, I don't, you know, is it going to get done any other way?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but St. Jude is the saint of lost causes, right?
Now, is that irony or just humor?
I mean, I'll tell you what. If I got a seat on a space mission because I contributed to the Saint of Lost Causes, I would think I was being in a sort of badly written sci-fi novel.
Why are they such a good children's hospital, then?
Yeah, it's specifically St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, specifically. Not just, you know, like a person named St. Jude.
Screw them. They're a lost cause.
Well,
name a hospital after him.
Now, that would be sci-fi if we got a way to actually send St. Jude modern money with our newfangled time machine.
Hey, St. Jude, here's some Bitcoin. Figure that one out.
The mission, which is named Inspiration 4, that's the word inspiration with the number 4 at the end of it with no space. I don't know why that's important, but it makes me think, what happened to Inspiration 1, 2, and 3?
Started.
It will launch, like lost causes.
It will launch from SpaceX's 39A launch site at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, atop the company's Falcon 9 rocket. Prior to flight, crew members will get special training from SpaceX with a specific focus on orbital mechanics, operating in microgravity, zero gravity, and other forms of stress testing. The 4-person crew will spend up to 5 days in the acorn-shaped Crew Dragon capsule as it orbits Earth every 90 minutes along a customized flight path, SpaceX and the contest's rules, official rules said.
No blowing your nose in space, Captain.
What happens if you, like... I mean, I have all sorts of questions about, you know, what if you get, like, the runs in space? You know, how do you handle that?
Or swim to the bathroom.
Then they're actually the floats.
I guess they would be the floats, right? You know, if you're going to, like, I used to work in an office environment with, like, a bunch of dudes, and every now and again somebody would crop dust you, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
The flatulence would walk
in
your direction.
Clears it out.
How does that work in space? Does the cloud of flatulence just sort of float around until you, like, crash into it?
I mean... There's an air
hypothetically,
filter somewhere.
Does it smell?
Hypothetically, your fart would just stay up there forever. It would just stick to the walls for all eternity.
Eternal flatulence. the mission parameters are up to Jared, Musk said.
From Subway?
No, the guy from the jewelry company.
Oh, okay.
He went to Jared. The mission could last anywhere from 2 to 4 days long, but if you want to stay up longer, that's fine, too, he added.
Forever.
Musk and Isaacman.
If you want to stay up longer, that's fine, too. Okay, Dad. I know it's past my bedtime.
Viagra of space travel.
Musk and Isaacman offered scant details on the kind of training the crew.
And if you don't want to stay up longer, too bad.
If you're in space for more than 4 hours,
a 4 hour mission.
A 4 hour tour.
A 4 hour tour.
Packed light.
We are all going to know each other incredibly well long before we ever strapped into the Dragon, I can promise you that, Isaacman said. So, are they saying that these trainees, these selected people to go on this mission, would not be observing social distancing during their training to go on this particular mission?
So the whole social distancing thing can be mitigated with proper quarantining, right? Like, you don't always have to
not
social...
Not according to the law.
Well... Yeah, if it's in Florida, they've surpassed all that already, right? Like, Florida's pretty wide open, from my understanding at this point. But the likelihood is, if you're going to be together for that long a period of time, you take the test, you quarantine for 2 weeks, you get tested again, you get the all clear, right? And then you can operate with all those people that have also gotten the all clear.
I can tell you, because we've mentioned the superb owl that folks in the NFL, that is the players, and the coaches and all the staff have been getting tested daily, sometimes twice daily.
Yeah.
Even if they've done all of the things you just mentioned. So there have been people who have been working in groups of people together without observing social distancing, but there still have been people who have needed to be like pulled out of that and quarantined and players couldn't play and all
that. But if they're testing daily, but outside of the testing day, right, they're still interacting with each other, you're going to be at risk for an outbreak. Right, but if you quarantine for whatever they say, you know, the necessary length of time is for the virus to come and go naturally, then you can interact with them. Just 2 weeks. So you
quarantine for 2 weeks.
Right. I understand that. But you're going to go out into space with, like, you know, 5 or 6 other people.
Okay, so now let's just say that this happens and they get this crew of 5 people, whatever it is, and they go. And they go into space. And one of them actually has it. Right, it's just a dormant, because there's now 4,000 versions of the COVID. Now, if you didn't listen to the show last night, they're saying now there's 4,000 different mutations of COVID. So let's just say one of them has it, and they go into space. Now they've got space COVID.
Yeah. Well, then they'll kill all the aliens because the aliens haven't built up an immunity.
No, COVID will mutate the humans into a new super race of unknown beings known as the COVIDians.
Ah, COVID 2001, a space odyssey.
That's right. Sci-Fi Sunday here on Free Talk Live.
I'm just saying there's ways to mitigate that whole, like, super spreader event, should they choose to.
Perhaps the aliens would be wearing masks as well.
Or breathing from their back holes.
603-283-6160 is the number. Join us. Give us a call. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of 2 continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Joe Biden sat down with CBS's Laura O'Donnell in the White House in an interview that aired last hour. The first question she asked the president was what things will look like 1 year from now.
It's my hope and expectation if we're able to put them together and make up for all the lost time fighting COVID that's occurred, that we'll be able to watch the Super Bowl with a full stadium. The Super Bowl is just one of those great American celebrations. And all those house parties, all those things that aren't happening. But God willing, we're going to be able to celebrate it all as usual a year from now.
President Biden also talked about the stimulus package, minimum wage, the Iran nuclear situation, relations with China, and his son's battle and recovery from drug addiction. Iran's supreme leader on Sunday urged the U.S. to lift all nuclear sanctions. This is USA Radio News. George Shultz, who served under three different Republican presidents, has died at 100. The Hoover Institution, where Shultz was a distinguished fellow, announced his death today. He led the State Department under President Reagan. In President Nixon's administration, he served as Treasury Secretary, Labor Secretary, and Director of the Office of Management and Budget. Shultz was also one of President Eisenhower's economic advisors. He's one of only two Americans to have held four different federal cabinet-level positions. George Shultz was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1989. Another winter storm is pounding the Northeast. There was at least a half foot of snow on the ground in parts of New Jersey and Connecticut by early afternoon. About 9 inches fell west of Philadelphia. The National Weather Service is predicting between 6 and 12 inches in New York City, the nation's capital, and along the Connecticut coastline. It's Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in Super Bowl 55 set to kick off in 90 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Put down your dinner and turn up the radio. It's Free Talk Live. That's right, 603-283-6160 is our telephone number. This is the live call-in radio talk program where you could take control of the airwaves to talk about, well, whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about all sorts of fun stuff. But I also wanted to tell you that Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? Liberty? Let me spit that. Liberty. That sounds like a frog.
Liberty. Ice froggy frog?
FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty views, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Go there now. Or, you know, maybe when the segment's over.
Now, speaking of sci-fi, I know about Freedom's Phoenix through Ernie Hancock. Now, there's a man who talks about some sci-fi stuff that may be in our near future.
Oh, definitely. And interestingly enough, one of my favorite I'll call it near-term sci-fi programs, is Black Mirror. I believe you guys are familiar with this. Charlie Brooker, the creator of that program, when asked, as soon as the COVID thing hit hard and heavy and the lockdown started happening and government started going nuts with all their overzealous demands and dictates and that kind of stuff, So what's the plan for Black Mirror? Is there going to be a new season now? And he's like, no, I don't think I'm going to make any more of those because I could not make anything more dystopian than what we're currently experiencing.
He's got a point.
There's a lot of interesting, not too well-reviewed movies coming out that were like made during the lockdown.
Yeah.
So they were figuring out a way to do stuff.
I mean, necessity, the mother of invention, right? Yeah. So... we've seen all sorts of attempts at innovation, particularly along the lines of entertainment. I, for one, am livid that folks have just sort of stood by and taken it with regards to live performances. I'm speaking specifically of concerts, but you could extend that to, Broadway plays, theater, musicals, any kind of thing like that. Orchestral performances, yes, stand-up comedy. There's some of that going on, but we've seen the socially distanced outdoor movie theater comedy show, and that was, we saw Jim Brewer, he was hilarious, but, the whole venue and the way they had police bossing you around, it was just lame. It sucked. We saw I'm trying to remember the name of the band, but they put on a show where not only were the band members in bubbles, but so were the audience. Every audience member had to be in their own.
Band members were in bubbles?
Yes, correct.
So, was it a bubble large enough for you to hold your guitar?
Yes, from the picture. That's how it was.
I think someone, maybe it was you, Captain, put a picture on social media of, musicians playing their instruments through bags.
Yes, yes.
Oh, like the hug thing.
The saxophone condom.
Yeah, like that.
It's a big saxophone. It looks like a cloth thing with a zipper, but it's got a hand. It's kind of like the baby incubators where you can put your hand into a thing that's shaped like a glove, so you can hit the buttons on your saxophone. But the top of it has a little thing with the mouthpiece, and so then they're wearing the masks, but the masks have the holes cut out in them, which is defeating the entire purpose of the mask in the first frickin' place.
There's a lot of things that defeat the purpose of the mask all the way around this whole nonsense. Yeah.
Now, are you wearing a mask on your mask?
Must you mask
and
the mask?
Where is your eye protection?
Yeah. PPE, remember? Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got Hank calling from Florida. Hank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. I'm calling from the Free State. Yeah, we're open and having a good time tonight. Everybody's...
It's a little depressing that Florida gets to make that claim over New Hampshire.
Everything's going as normal in Florida. I feel for the rest of the country.
Yeah.
I called mostly tonight to talk about SpaceX.
Okay.
And, the great opportunity to go to space. It's the SpaceX capsule does not require a pilot. It flies autonomously.
Uh-huh.
It flies to the space station regularly without a pilot.
That's a little disconcerting because I've seen videos of Teslas crashing. No. We got the Tesla technology in the SpaceX shuttle.
Continuously advancing, and that's the great part about it. And SpaceX is at the forefront of advancing space technology along with Tesla cars and Neuralink and several other things. It's a great time we live in, and this is a great country. Aside from our government and the things they like to impose on us, they do allow us freedoms. They allow Elon Musk the freedom to...
That's not how freedom works.
Yeah, no, Elon Musk has enough money to purchase his freedom, unlike you or me.
Yeah, but he's self-made. He started out with nothing. He did not inherit his money. He went out and worked for it. He went out and educated himself. He created several great companies.
I'm pretty sure that's only partially correct. His parents were
eBay,
well off.
PayPal and eBay. Look up Elon Musk.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, I understand that he had some great companies, but my general understanding was that he started with money because his parents were of wealth in South Africa, and then he made some money, then lost it all, and then made it back.
He may not have been poor to start with, but at the same time,
right.
He created a video game at age 14 and sold it to make his own money.
Right.
He has been a very driven person, and he has strived, and only in America can somebody do that. You'll never see
I don't know. There's tech companies all over the world, man.
A Bill Gates. No, these people are not created all over the world.
Well,
only in America do we have Bill Gates, do we have Elon Musk, do we have Jeff Bezos, do we have...
I think part of that's an American bias because you don't see what's happening.
Have you ever heard of Jack Ma?
Yeah, okay, that's a good example because Alibaba got nationalized.
There's a rare example in some other countries, but for the most part, the great technologies, the great people, the billionaires that are self-made, all the Zuckerbergs, everybody is... It's mostly done in America.
Do you know anything about anywhere else except America?
Yeah. I study up. I keep up on technology. I know of no other big companies that are even nothing like SpaceX. He's done what no other country has been able to do.
Well, that's because he's a person and a business, not a country, right? So
yeah.
Right. I hear the caller's
he's
point.
He's allowed to do that in the country.
Yeah,
of
I hear
America.
His point too, but it's certainly colored with all sorts of magic sky claw patriotism.
Doing that in another country.
Understood. But like your Jack Ma example, right? Jack Ma, self-made billionaire in China, got too popular, got his company taken away from him and nationalized.
Right.
Right. So like.
But that won't happen in America.
That may not happen. That may not happen the same way.
We have our own special versions of doing things. So if you look at, you brought up Bill Gates. So for the longest time, Bill Gates just kept to himself and, you know, made himself a nice little billionaire. And then all of a sudden he starts getting this massive threat that his company is going to be split in half. Oh, well, we've got to use this antitrust against you. And then all of a sudden he starts donating massive quantities of money into the political arena, and that just goes away. So, I mean,
sometimes when guys start out with nothing and they create such a huge company, they have to squash a lot of the competition. It's just competitiveness.
Well, if you squash the competition fairly, it's one thing. If you use the government to do it, it's a different thing.
Yeah, but since then, it's allowed the freedom of Google and Android and other competitive systems, Lynx, Apple. Nobody can compete with Bill Gates before the government started cracking down on him. I'm sorry.
Thanks for the call, Hank. We appreciate you. Yeah, the caller has a point. I don't like his tone.
Well, because it discounts that there are wealthy people doing things in their own country that we just don't hear about because our glasses are colored with red, white, and blue.
Indeed, they are. 603-283-6160. Do all the good people live in America?
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you
give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. That's right. The answer is yes. If the question is this Free Talk Live? Then yes, indeed it is.
Who is Tony?
Never trust a man with two first names.
Feels good.
Our telephone number here at Free Talk Live is 603-283-6160. If you would like to call and get in on the conversation this evening. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about this SpaceX mission.
Well, before you get into that article, I think, Peakless, you want to say something more on time travel?
Yes, actually.
Oh, that's right. My bad.
Well, since there's since certain forms of quantum theory indicate that there's actually 12 different dimensions,
you know what we should have done?
Then you would probably have several of those being time.
We should have just like played back the previous hour at the top of this hour where we went into the bit about time travel. That would have been fun.
Stay tuned for hour four.
Sorry, I could have waited one more break for that joke. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's good. I've seen a comedian do that where he gets on stage and he starts talking about, you know, the theory of quantum mechanics, and which means space travel is totally possible. And then he runs off stage and he comes back on and he starts the bit over again. And every time it just gets a little more distorted than the last. He starts changing little things here and there, but it's otherwise the exact same routine. It's pretty hilarious.
I think I know what you're talking about. Is it a duo?
No, it's just one duo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So at any rate, SpaceX apparently is launching an all-civilian mission to space. You could potentially be on this mission if you donate at least $10 to St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
What a lost cause of a donation that would be.
Crew members, however, must be, and so I'm disqualified, physically and psychologically fit for training.
Oh yeah!
Don't flex on me, bro.
All right.
Is that what the B on your shirt is for, bro?
Of course.
Bruh.
It's my Bitcoin shirt.
B-R-U-H. Bruh. I'm flexing on you, bruh.
It's my Bitcoin.com shirt.
You have to also be under 6'6", for some reason.
To fit into the space shuttle.
Probably. Yes, and you must weigh less than 250 pounds, per the fundraiser's official rules.
I think I'm in.
A person who's able to ride the Incredible Hulk roller coaster in Florida would be a perfect fit, speaking of flexing. If the mission gets delayed past 2022, crew members will each get an alternate prize of $150,000, the fine print added. So, you know, if something goes awry, you get some cash.
Now, that's an interesting bet. $10 to potentially win $150,000?
And or a, you know, the first civilian space trip.
Yeah. I think the honestly, I think the $150,000 is more likely with that close of a deadline.
I guess. But at the same time, if you were on the first civilian space mission, would you make more than $150,000 in things like interviews and writing a book about it and, you know, all that kind of stuff?
Endorsements.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Oh, right. You could go up into space with, like, a whole space suit with, like, patches of, like, sponsors and stuff, right?
Just put on my NASCAR shirt.
That's right. Yeah. You know, like politicians should have.
Yeah.
SpaceX has launched two crews to space already, but those were with trained NASA astronauts, including one astronaut from Japan's space agency, on government-funded trips to the International Space Station. The Inspiration 4 mission marks SpaceX's latest private astronaut mission to be announced. The company's AX-1 mission, also planned for the end of 2021, hosts a crew of four private astronauts, paying $55 million each for an eight-day trip to the ISS. And in 2018, Elon Musk announced Japanese billionaire Yusaku, I'm going to butcher his name, Maezawa, will hitch a ride around the moon on SpaceX's new rocket system Starship, which is in development. SpaceX developed its Crew Dragon capsule with a more than $2 billion contract under NASA's Commercial Crew Program. So that sounds like government money to me.
Sounds like taxpayer-funded to me.
Yep. Mm. The agency's initiative to spur spacecraft development. Kathy Luders, who led the crew program and is currently NASA's human spaceflight chief, tweeted after the Inspiration4 reveal on Monday, she was, quote, excited to see one of the original goals of a commercial crew come to be with the expansion of new commercial activities beyond our own low Earth orbit. Isaac Mann told reporters the mission kicks off the biggest fundraiser ever for St. Jude, a children's hospital with an already massive fundraising reach. If we're going to continue making advances up there in space, then we have an obligation to do the same down here on Earth, he said.
Aww. It's an interesting partnership with St. Jude's because entirely unrelated to space. But at the same time, St. Jude's is not a bad cause to donate to begin with. So,
yeah. I can't fault the cause. I mean, really, any charity organization.
Well, not any.
No, not there any. But, like,
there are some bad ones.
A lot of charity organizations would be worth, you know, this type of a fundraising activity. So I can't argue with St. Jude's at all.
Yeah.
I can, however, argue with the $2 billion coming from NASA.
I can think of worse places for that money to go, though.
Private space mission, my ass.
Mm, that's true. Oh, it's private. It's private. Yeah, totally private. Yeah.
Well, you know, does the government claim a monopoly on space?
Yes.
They do, actually, because apparently if you take a photo from orbit, the government claims to own the copyright of that photo.
Interesting.
Yeah. I had an article on that. I think we briefly talked about it here on Free Talk.
How would they do that? If you're floating over, like, Japan, right?
Well, it was
U.S. claimed jurisdiction?
It was one of the...
I think it's the same way that they claim jurisdiction if you happen to be, say, an Australian citizen that publishes papers they don't want you to. And they charge you with treason against a different country.
Yeah. So they have all the guns, Richie Rich. So
oh, gotcha.
If they point them at you and say, we claim jurisdiction, well, then they've just claimed it. That's
okay.
How. So,
I mean, that's one of the reasons why the mission to Mars is a little exciting, right? Because Elon has already said that, no, private jurisdiction up there. I get to Mars first. Mars is mine. And then, you know, no earthly government.
Is he going to homestead Mars?
I think he's going to be the first one up there, so yeah, I think that's the plan. I would consider it a legitimate homestead in some aspect of it. Maybe not the whole planet, once more people start coming up there.
Could the moon be homesteaded?
Why not?
Well, I'm just asking because you were talking about going to Mars first.
You mean morally and ethically? Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you mix your labor with moon rocks, you own them moon rocks.
Right, but
I don't think America owns the moon because they planted the flag, if that's...
Okay.
Like, if that's the case, then the next thing we want to do is figure out, unmanned things that we can just launch into space for flag planting. All right, aim this one at Pluto. Well, Pluto's mine now.
Much like seasteading, space steading, right, could be a thing.
Yeah.
Where humans develop, livable pods that can, float around in orbit, right, low Earth orbit, even high Earth orbit, right? And, you can connect pods together and create little, communities just like seasteaders would that are autonomous.
He brought up Ernie Hancock earlier. Check out his site, because that's his plan, somewhat.
Yeah, we're only 64 miles from freedom, I think it was, because internationally they have agreed that all of their jurisdiction stops at 100 kilometers up.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And Sergey Brin from Google is building a spacecraft of some kind just to go up that high.
Far. Right.
Oh, yeah. Fun note. So they recently figured out how to do superconductors without supercooling them. For anyone out there, lots of you, I'm sure, who have no idea what a superconductor is. So one of the neat properties is that you can basically make a magnet hover over a superconductor, or vice versa. If you've got a magnet, you can make a superconductor hover over it. And it used to be that you had to have liquid nitrogen and a certain particular substance in order to make one of these things. But they've recently figured out how to do it at room temperature. So hypothetically, maybe there is actually a way to get a spaceship, essentially, that would use the Earth's magnetic field and these room temperature superconductors to essentially reach orbit.
I just thought a superconductor was a really buff guy, maybe on steroids, wearing a tuxedo thing, standing in front of an orchestra.
What are you doing on my train?
Just
an orchestra with the cape.
Just a cape. He's got the stick.
Super.
What do they call it? The conductor's wand?
Sure.
Yeah.
Not the musician here.
Superconductor.
Superconductor.
How come there's not a metal band named Superconductor? There probably is. I just haven't Googled it.
Because Apple's already got the trademark on the name.
Right, yeah. Cease and desist. You and your crappy metal music must never see the light of day.
Norwegian death metal.
I don't wish death on any Norwegians. Come on.
Okay.
The number is 603-283-6160 if you would like to join us here in the studio.
Are all the good people in Norwegia?
Coming up, we'll talk about Homo Robocopus. That's right. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.